Consider your smartphone, a device containing millions of lines of code, executing billions of instructions per second. Yet behind this computational symphony lies a deceptively simple truth. Every elegant app, every responsive interface, every intelligent system emerges from just two fundamental elements working in harmony. It's not magic. It's the precise marriage of algorithms and data structures, a partnership so essential that it forms the very DNA of software itself. This insight, crystallized decades ago, remains as vital today as when artificial intelligence was still science fiction. The question isn't whether you'll encounter these principles, it's whether you'll recognize them shaping every digital interaction in your life. Think of data structures as the skeleton and algorithms as the muscles. Neither functions effectively without the other. When you search for a friend's name in your contacts, you're witnessing this partnership. The contacts are organized in a specific structure, alphabetically sorted, and the search algorithm exploits that organization to find the name quickly. This relationship isn't accidental. It's fundamental to how computers process information. Modern computing has undergone a profound transformation. Early computers were essentially giant calculators, crunching numbers for scientific research. Today's computers are primarily information managers, storing your photos, organizing your emails, recommending your next binge watch. This shift demands careful thinking about how we organize data. Software modeling captures what matters while ignoring the rest. A dating app tracks age and interests, not shoe size. A fitness tracker monitors heart rate, not eye color. Three fundamental structures organize data. Records bundle related items, name, address, phone. Arrays provide indexed collections, hourly temperatures. And sets represent unique collections, countries visited. Data types add crucial structure. Declaring the variable as an integer tells the computer how much memory to reserve and which operations make sense. You can add integers, but multiplying someone's name by their address is nonsense. Primitive types include enumerations, traffic light colors, integers, booleans, characters, and real numbers. Each behaves differently. Integers follow exact arithmetic within limits, while real numbers accommodate decimals but introduce tiny rounding errors. Subrange types constrain variables to specific intervals, age limited to 0 to 120, or grades to A to F, allowing compilers to catch invalid values before they cause problems. Arrays extend primitives into homogeneous collections where all elements share the same type. Your playlist is an array of songs, your calendar an array of days. They enable sequential scanning and binary search in sorted collections. Records combine different types into compound structures, like a baseball card, joining a player's name, text, batting average, decimal, and jersey number, integer. Records nest within records, creating hierarchies. Your shopping cart contains item records with product details and nested shipping addresses. Variant records allow different structures to share the same type. A shape type could be either a circle with radius or a rectangle with length and width, identified by a tag field. Sets represent collections with unique elements, supporting intersection, union, and membership testing. Understanding how abstractions map onto physical memory reveals why design choices matter. Arrays achieve instant access through arithmetic. The jth element's address equals the starting address plus j times element size. Sets use bit strings where each position indicates membership. The set 257 becomes 00100100, transforming union into bitwise OR and intersection into bitwise AND. Sorting, rearranging objects into order facilitates searching and appears everywhere from alphabetized contacts to chronological feeds. Algorithm choice depends on data structure. Internal sorting handles arrays in fast memory, while external sorting manages sequential files on slower storage, like sorting cards spread on a table, all visible, versus cards in piles, only top cards visible. For arrays, the simplest straight methods include straight insertion, familiar to card players. Pick each element from the unsorted portion and insert it into the sorted portion, performing brilliantly when items are mostly sorted. Straight selection repeatedly finds the minimum from the unsorted portion and places it at the beginning. Straight exchange, bubble sort, repeatedly compares and swaps adjacent items, but offers little beyond simplicity. More sophisticated algorithms include shells method, insertion with diminishing increments, heap sort, building a selection tree, and quicksort, exchanges over large distances via partitioning. Quicksort consistently outperforms alternatives by factors of 2 to 3, requiring only n log n comparisons on average through its elegant divide and conquer approach, partitioning arrays around pivot elements and recursively sorting smaller portions. Recursion, defining objects in terms of themselves, provides remarkable power for expressing complex algorithms. Like spiraling shells and branching trees in nature, recursive programs break problems into simpler instances of the same problem. Each recursive call creates new local variables through scope rules, but requires base cases to ensure termination. Elegant formulation doesn't guarantee efficiency. Recursive factorial and Fibonacci calculations are less efficient than simple loops. The classic recursive Fibonacci makes 2 to the n calls versus n steps iteratively. However, for naturally recursive problems like fractal patterns, Hilbert curves, Sierpinski triangles, recursive formulations produce clearer code. Backtracking algorithms particularly benefit from recursive formulation. The Knight's Tor problem, finding chess knight moves visiting every square exactly once, decomposes naturally into trying each possible next move recursively, recording successes and erasing failures. This approach automatically maintains search state at each level, producing remarkably clean implementation. The 8 queens problem and stable marriage problem demonstrate how recursion elegantly handles complex search with multiple constraints. For optimization, like the knapsack problem, branch and bound approaches drastically reduce search space from potential 2 to the n combinations. While fundamental structures remain static during execution, many applications require structures that change dynamically. Recursive data types allow values containing components of the same type. Arithmetic expressions with sub-expressions, family pedigrees, where person records reference parent records. Since recursive structures vary in size, they cannot receive fixed storage at compile time. The solution is dynamic allocation, assigning storage during execution and accessing through pointers. The special value nil represents a pointer to nothing, allowing finite structures. Linear lists, the simplest linked structures, consist of elements lined up in queues. Each element contains an identifying key, a pointer to its successor, and possibly additional information. Basic operations include insertion, deletion, and traversal. For clustered access patterns, self-organizing list search, moving accessed elements to the top, exploits temporal locality. Binary search trees organize keys so left subtree keys are less than the node's key, right subtree keys greater. This enables efficient searching with at most log n comparisons in balance trees. AVL trees maintain balance by ensuring subtree heights differ by at most 1, guaranteeing O log n performance. B trees efficiently manage large-scale search trees when primary storage is insufficient, minimizing costly disk accesses by storing multiple keys per node. Hashing offers an alternative approach, using functions that map keys directly to array indices. Building compilers reveals how language structure shapes design. Languages use symbol vocabularies with syntax rules determining valid sequences. Backus-Naur form notation defines syntax through production rules. Non-terminal symbols represent grammatical constructs, terminal symbols are actual words, and productions are replacement rules. Top-down parsing reconstructs generating steps, requiring each step to depend only on current state and next symbol. Syntax graphs visualize parsing flow, mapping non-terminals to subgraphs. Practical compilers need error recovery, issuing diagnostics while continuing to find additional mistakes. Two principles guide this: the keyword rule, using unmistakable keywords like begin or end for resynchronization, and the don't panic rule, continuing until reaching resumable points. Complete compiler implementation includes a scanner handling lexical aspects and breaking input into tokens, a parser maintaining identifier tables, tracking declarations and building symbol tables, and code generation, transforming constructs into machine instructions. Understanding program construction fundamentals isn't academic, it's essential digital literacy. The partnership between algorithms and data structures forms invisible architecture, supporting every app, search, and connection. Behind every seamless interface lies a carefully crafted dance between information structure and algorithmic action.